Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watcher Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe so that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that, let's get right back into the episode.
So now Joe meets V and the music gets like, and V's like, oh, hi. She's like, dang, they finally brought someone on board. He's really handsome. She's a stunning human. And Nathan's like, Joe's in trouble. Joe's in trouble meeting V. And so they get a double kiss and she loved it. And yeah, like, now Joe finds out that Kizzy has a boyfriend. But Kizzy comes in now and now both of them like him. They're like, wow, he's really hot.
She's gorgeous as well. I'm in trouble. It was super tough last season with the love triangle that I got in with Bree and Ellie. Oh, but I'm going to try and behave.
Which means, nope, he will not try and behave. He is going to get into another love triangle because that's how people like Joe operate.
Yeah, so now, let's see, Kizzy's in love. And now we see Captain Sandy talking to herself. And she's like, oh, God, the storm's looking bad. It's coming right towards us. We're all going to die. This is one of those moments where I wish we had Captain... what's the guy from last season from the regular Below Deck? What's his name?
Carrie.
It's Glenn. Oh, yeah, Carrie. Captain Carrie. So he could be like, the storm is coming. We could all die within moments. Let's see what happens. I miss his fatalistic approach.
Okay, let me tell everyone about this storm, okay? The storm wraps around it, so it's like it creates a washbowl effect with these swells, okay? Now, I know that concept of washbowl is foreign to Norma, but for everyone else, I think you understand what it is. And it's just crazy. I mean, the last thing I want to do as a captain is remain on the dock when a charter client boards. But if we go off the dock, everybody will be scared for their lives and seasick, and we'll probably all die. So we're just going to play it safe and stay on the dock. I mean, God forbid you have to enjoy a day in Barcelona, a city that not many people know about worldwide and barely even want to visit. So, gosh, it's going to be a tough day for them, huh?
So now we see Joe and Nathan running around on deck. They're like, ha, 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 ha. It's just like the bromance. Like, they're bonking heads and giggling and hosing each other down in bikini tops. It's really cute. And then now it's time to meet for preference sheet meetings.
By the way, I just want to say, staff-wide preference sheet meeting. No longer two little groups. Just want to point that out. I noticed. I was happy.
Staff-wide, everybody. Staff-wide, okay? This is a staff-wide infection, okay? And no, this wasn't one of Norma's doctors, okay? It's an actual call to a meeting. Okay, 8 clients for the next charter. They seem real fun. LaDonna, like Madonna. God, I love her music. She's into commercial real estate. She loves being on the water. And I love a woman who sells homes to commercials. You know, I wonder what Doritos lives in.
And she has a lot of preferences. She says she does not like bread, though, or too much bread, including breading and unflavored sauces, things like that.
So Captain Sandy is, she's like, oh, and she's also bringing her dear friends Alita, Chandra, Terrence, Marsha, and Crystal. Oh, and Josh is like, everyone watch out. We've got 2 vegans on board. Okay, here's the first rule of vegans. Don't look them in the eye. Keep at least 5 feet away. And if they look at you, just throw yourself up against the wall. Be careful, everyone. The vegans.
Okay. Well, Candace and her husband, Carlos, that's who they are. And they demand creativity from the chef. They demand it. Okay, so I was thinking maybe some Light Brights. Maybe I could make some vegan hamburgers with Light Brights pieces or something like that, you know, or maybe you could knit them. Maybe you could knit them some seitan.
I got a tempeh loom in the back. You just put the shuttle right through and you get like a lovely little carpet out of vegan foods. So,
go ahead.
Bad news. Yeah. Bad news. Okay.
Yeah. It's bad. Okay. There's another Captain Sandy here. Just to reiterate, it's bad. Okay. Go ahead.
Unfortunately,
A lot of people get worried when their clothes shrink. I somehow got my clothes lengthened, and my capris are just normal slacks now. So terrible news. I don't know how that happened, but we're going to get through it.
Also, there's storms coming, okay? So we can't leave the dock. Victoria, obviously this day, you'll be predominantly interior. But you know what? Let's get creative, like the chef is going to have to do for the vegans, okay? So let's have Victoria shuffling spaghetti squash, or juggling, rather. And then, Aisha, why don't you try setting up a land excursion, okay? Barcelona has a lot to offer. A lot to offer. Okay.
Yeah, so they agree that they're going to send Joe because Joe speaks Spanish, because we may remember from last season that Joe's actually like mainly Spanish, but he was born in Scotland or something, or, you know, in Liverpool. And then, I don't know, he has some crazy geographical backstory, but all we need to know is that he has a grandfather that he wants to impress. And so Joe's going to be part of this excursion, and Aisha's like, I don't want to say this too early, but with V's kind of naive nature, I can see her getting swept into Joe's charm very easily, and that's a wee little innocent fish and a big bad shark.
Okay, let's keep killing it, okay? Now, there's going to be a lot of extra pressure at the dock. There's a storm. We could die. There's vegans.
So then Sandy goes, and she goes up to Josh, and she's like, hey, just so you know, these charters are going to be a lot easier. Vegans are known for being pretty chill about what you serve them, so don't worry. Easy street today.
Well, yeah, you know, the nuances of the vegan always add another little layer, but I've lived in a vegan community for 9 months, so I get it, Sandy. Don't worry. It was a vegan community of clowns that we lived in.
Yes. And let me tell you something. You know what they loved more than anything is when I talked about music and I served them burritos filled with lettuce and only lettuce. God, I'm going to nail this charter.
So, he tells us his story about living in a hippie commune. He's like, it was one of the most amazing experiences of my life. There was food. We were growing everything on site. We would harvest it ourselves and cook it ourselves. Even the compost from feces, we'd make soil from that. You know, our poo is great for soil. We should use it. And we're not. We flush it all away.
He should watch Wife Swap. So then Aisha, then they're going over the menu and everything, and he's talking about the protein he's got for the vegans, and he's just going over the stuff, like what he's got for vegans, what he's got for the non-vegans, and he's like, these guest preferences, there's just so many different things going on, I feel like I'm about to shit myself, which is great because we'll have some nice fertilizer for some plants will grow up on the bough. Anyway, but... it's not going to work here, you know, using shit as fertilizer. I didn't realize he actually made that joke. And his dialogue, he said,
hey, dude.
I'm going to shit myself, which would be great for the hippie community.
So Joe's now flirting with the girls in the mess and asking them about, he's like, hey, anybody want to hit up the gym? And V is like, it's like really hard. We don't have free time, but I'll work out with you. And Kizzy's like, maybe you can lift me. So he lifts her. And does some curls. And they're like, oh my God.
And then V is like, oh, that's interesting. Like, I'm like, yes, let the cracks begin between V and Kizzy. Let V see that Kizzy is not a girl's girl. So wind, oh God, the wind. We're heading we're going straight into the jaws of the monster, which is what every spoonful of potato says when they see Norma. Okay, and now it's time for the guests to come on board. Everyone, guests, get on here. Okay, hi everyone, get into your whites. Say hi to these guests, everyone.
And someone, as the guests walk up, someone says, living life like it's golden, golden.
We're going up, 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 da, 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 da. I wish they just started singing that song.
Living your life like it's golden, golden. So Sandy is worried about giving news that they can't leave the dock. And now Joe is using V's shirt to clean his glasses. And we see her bra. And Kizzy's like, I'm annoyed that she's showing him her bra. And now the guests arrive.
Yeah, I feel like, when are these guests finally actually going to get here? So they do arrive. People are excited. People are bringing the deckhands are bringing the luggage on board, and Josh, Max, and Joe
and Nathan are just fucking around having their romance, and now Max is having to do all the work. So we're seeing the seed being planted of resentment. Yes.
More seeds. Josh goes and tells the guests about the salads that they're going to be having, and then one of the guests is like, "Just so you know, Aisha, we're all very, very picky, and we have diverse palates. So get ready." Meanwhile, yeah, there's more like Nathan and Josh are just screwing around. They're like somehow like they're playing piano in the crew mess. I'm like, how are you guys? The fact that this keyboard is out on the table right now shows that you're already failing at your job. Like, this should not be anywhere. Like, there is a charter going on. No one should have, like, there shouldn't be a piano. Like, did Joe just bring a keyboard on board with him? Why is it already unpacked in the crew mess?
Yeah, Joe is that guy to be like, "I brought my Casio." He's like, there was a contestant on one of those love shows, like Breakup Island or whatever, whose thing was, "I played the piano," and he came out on the beach with a piano that had batteries in it. And he's like, "I can play anything, girls. Yeah, that's how I get girls." And so someone's like, "Can you play like the Beatles?" And he said, "Sure." And then he can't. He can't play anything. I'm like, why did you bring this whole piano to an island just to fail? It's so embarrassing.
So speaking of failures, let's talk about that weather. Okay, so Sandy comes out while they're at the table waiting for lunch. And goes, "So, the weather. Yeah. Well, I had a friend send me a video that's in Ibiza. And look at all those people having a great time on the beach. Oh, wrong video. Okay. Ooh, look, storms. Okay. We don't want to be out there during this, right? Look at that. Look at shaky, shaky boat. People puking on the side of it. No, you don't want that, right? So you guys are all going to be seasick. So we decided we're going to stay in the dock and we'll leave tomorrow morning. Hope that's okay." So, of course, everyone's bummed.
Wait a minute. Can I get a closer look at that video? Oh, sure. Here you go. This is just a big lady in a thong dusting her face with a feather dust. Oh, that's Norma. Sorry, wrong video.
Oh. Wait, this is supposed to be Ibiza? Yeah. It looks like it's a... Is that just a dog running around in circles? Oh, is that little bear? I mean, little fish. We renamed him last week. Oh, he's so cute, right? Well, you wouldn't want little fish to get sick, would you? So we're going to stay in the dock.
Yeah, we're going to stay here. Sorry. And they're like, that's okay. So they take that pretty well. And she's going to have them walk around Barcelona. And so then it's time to start running food. What are you going to say?
I think I was just going to be like, yeah, that, like, having to spend a day in Barcelona sounds like a pretty great thing. No one was complaining, by the way. No, I don't think anyone was complaining about going to Barcelona. Yeah, just no the vegan complained. Guy complained. I just was somehow just like having an argument with myself. Like, hey, other half of me, don't get mad. Barcelona's great.
Yeah, Barcelona's great. Except that, you know, you could already be in Barcelona, but you're paying to be on a boat. But, you know, you can't do anything about the weather. Am I right? So, okay, we're going to keep monitoring the weather. I'll be in there, not watching TV, not enjoying myself, not eating tubs of popcorn, listening to baby, wishing I was twirling her hair while I was watching my favorite show, Wind. Okay, that's not what I'm going to be doing at all. So get to it, everybody. So now they're eating. There's food being run. And Josh is like, well, you could run some food if you'd stop flirting with Joe first. Dun, dun, dun.
So they bring up all this food and the guests just do not like it. They're like, this is where there's like this big platter of oysters and they're like, ew, could you fry these instead, please?
I can't with these guests. They ask for vegetables, fresh seafood, and they are served tons of salads and fresh vegetables and seafood. And they're like, ew, gross.
And then this guy, Terrence, is like, I want real food. And they basically, it's all like, it's like a light lunch of just nothing but salad. But they're all like, is this it? Or is there's another course coming? And she's like, yeah, this is it. This is all you're getting of these salads. They're like, can we have more food, please? Yeah, let me see what we can do.
Okay, I think it's important to actually read this preference sheet. Because this is going to come into play here. So here's what we have. Favorite cuisine, Mediterranean, Thai, sushi, Indian. Okay. Breakfast ideal: lobster quiche, fruit salad, fresh olives, charred Brussels sprouts, breakfast ceviche with caviar, fresh tuna, lettuce, cheese breakfast wraps, ceviche. Lots of avocado, French waffles, omelets, beet salad, jazzed with fresh mango and lime, lobster rolls, cucumber salad, fresh juice smoothie, fresh berries, honey warmed, and oat milk. Let's see here. Lunch, sushi, lobster salad, ceviche, oysters, caviar, French food, creative snack size tuna tacos made with a vegetable as a bread because no bread. They don't want bread. They said that a million times in here.
You know, they want nuts,
sweet potato chips, dried fruits, creative vegetable chips, yogurt dips, sashimi platters, lobster, crab, fresh caught fish, fresh tuna, lamb, less starch, everything with vegetables, fresh local vegetables, has to be organic. Things that are not organic and have too many preservatives are what we don't like. And desserts, fresh fruit, frozen or custard style. So that's their preference sheet. So they're given all this healthy food and immediately start bitching about getting all of this. All they asked for was raw fish, cooked fish, and vegetables, if you read that. Mm-hmm. That's it. And now they're going to complain the entire fucking time.
Yeah. And I mean, the most shocking thing was them asking for the raw bar to be fried. that was wild. Because they put down oysters. I think that in their mind, when they put down oysters, that it was fried was implied. Because I think most times you say fried. I think if you say oysters, the standard preparation is on ice, on a half shell. And then if you want them to be fried, you say fried oysters. But I think for them, they're like, no, fried oysters. If you say oysters, the implication is that they're fried. So they were horrified. And you could see Aisha was like, okay. So Josh is losing his mind. And those oysters go back. I mean, I will say I love me a fried oyster. So I'm it's one of the rare times where I'm well, this is embarrassing that you're sending back the oysters, but I also would not be mad if they were fried either. I'll take them in both ways.
But it's not that fried oysters suck. That's not the point. It's just that they're expecting them to. I mean, it's just silly. It's just silly to be oh, yeah, you can just fry those up. That's not how that works. It takes preparation. He can't get that down here in 5 minutes, you weirdos. So he's freaking out. And then they just start ordering things. No, here's what we want instead of this. Right now, for lunch, right now.
We want French fried oysters.
Vegan wraps, barbecue lobster, French fries. They just start naming shit. That's not how this works, you guys. There's one person down there working. You had the chance to fill out a preference sheet, and you fucking failed. Shame on all of you.
Yeah, because French fries were not on. In fact, I actually explicitly said no starches, right? So
yeah.
So now they all of a sudden want fries and everything. And then the vegan guy is well, I mean, just because I'm vegan doesn't mean I just want salad. Okay. But apparently Josh had also made him some sort of fondue, some sort of vegan fondue. He's like, I mean, salad is an appetizer, just like everyone else. It's one of those things where he's like, I want to have a very specific diet, but I also I want to be just like everyone else.
Well, so, he wants to be a pain in the ass with his diet, but he wants to be a pain in the ass within his pain in the ass diet. You know, he's like, I'm not only going to be a vegan, I'm going to be an extremely picky, even vegan. So
yeah.
I'm not only going to be a vegan, but you can't just serve me vegetables. What the fuck does that even mean? I just don't understand it. So he's like, I need to teach this chef how to think like a vegan because he's not thinking.
Right.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then Josh is he's telling Aisha, oh my God, these guys are going to be tough. So then Carlos, also known as Los, he is still complaining. And it looks like Carlos basically has, I think Josh made him some sort of lettuce in a tortilla situation. Is that what it was? Was it a lettuce taco
lettuce wrap, which is what she specifically asked for.
She asked for a lettuce wrap.
Yeah. She said she doesn't want anything in bread. She only wants things in lettuce wraps.
Oh, geez. Well, he does not seem happy with it.
So now Nathan's talking to Joe and they're talking about Kizzy. is joking to try and get with Kizzy. And he's like, well, she's not single, is she? But she's cute. And now V intercepts Carlos and he's like, I want to talk to the chef. So he has a wrap that Josh made, and, which, by the way, was specifically requested on that preference
sheet. I think the lettuce wrap is like the wrap. The lettuce is the wrap. This was literally a tortilla with lettuce in it, which I think is different.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to defend this guy. This guy is a nightmare. But I do think
you're right, though. It did look like, in my memory, it was like a burrito, some kind of a wrap.
It was like he's not there to even
complain about the bread. Yeah, he's not there to complain about the bread. And this was a big wrap too, and it looked like it had been grilled or something. It didn't look like a low effort wrap. I can't even believe I'm sticking up for the chef so much, except that I know this guy's just being a bitch to be a bitch.
Because so then this guy goes
in there and he's
a dick.
Go ahead.
No, I'm going to say he's a dick. But I'm going to say, I'm setting the tone. I want everyone to know
what's about to happen. So he goes in there and he's like, yeah, well, we're going to be here a couple of days. And since I'm vegan, you know, we need a little more thought put into our food. Like, we'd like more peppers and onions and cucumber and salt and pepper.
He's like, yeah, so one thing that we like as vegans is we just like more flavor. So, like, I don't know if that's something you do for other people, but for vegans, that's what we like as vegans. I was like, oh gosh, shush. So then Josh is like, don't worry, tonight I've got a big spread. You're going to be good. It's going to be all sorts of stuff. So then Carlos like walks out and he throws out his little lettuce wrappy thing. And, you know, he's just like, Josh is just starting to spiral now.
Yeah. So then Josh is immediately freaking out, which is great. So I think they brought these people on just to freak out Josh, because we all knew that Josh was going to crack. There's no one who's like, oh, I'm a hippie, I'm into meditation, and I'm also a clown, that's not going to crack. We know his ass is going to crack. They probably moved this charter up and was like, you know what? Let's torture him with the vegans and make him crack so we can have a better season. Nervous breakdown.
when I flew out here on Saturday, I was at security, and you'll be happy to know my bag got pulled, my little carry-on. I was like, Ronnie would be so proud. But before they could like inspect it.
Because I'm always the one pulled.
Yes. And before they could inspect it, though, there was a lady there who had, like, I guess in her carry-on, she'd had some sort of like, kind of like, some sort of special butter, and she had these different like powders and mixes and grains. It's like all sorts of hippie stuff. So they, of course, like pulled it to inspect it, and they're like, ma'am, we need to frisk you. And she was being so resistant, and she kept going like, oh God. And she like, ma'am, you need to put your hands out. And she would like look away and like, ma'am, you need to put your hands out. And then she looked the other way, and they're like, ma'am. And then she finally put her hands out like, oh. So then they'd frisk her and like, ma'am, we need you to separate your legs. She's like, oh. And then of course, to punish her, they frisked her extra hard. They frisked her like five times over. But I just love that. It's like this lady carrying all like the hippie stuff, like this is what's good for your body. This is what's to make your life better. Like, I'm just going to be more thoughtful, like with being a total, total obnoxious person in terms of just like, just move it along, man. And it's just that thing. It's like, of course, it's always the people who present like they are like at inner peace, all about peace and like happiness, who are the most obnoxious and angry people of all.
Yeah, because the people who are really peaceful don't need to like beat you over the head with it, you know?
That's right.
They just do it. They're not like, man. It's like the, you know, it's like people who are overly religious, but then they're the most evil people because they're trying to beat it. You know, it's like, oh my God, look how religious I am. I have the biggest crucifix on the block. And it's like, oh my God, you're the asshole from the HOA who's going to make my life a living hell, aren't you? You know, yeah, you just see it.
Exactly.
So
Josh makes a huge mistake here. He makes a huge mistake because lunch wasn't so great. He decides he's going to be proactive and he's going to ask LaDonna and her friends, like, what should I make for dinner? So that way there's not another issue. But this is a mistake because whenever chefs do this, guests always they go crazy. It's like 10 times worse than what happened earlier at lunch. Now they just pick anything that they want to eat ever in their lives and say, make this for dinner.
It's like asking a little kid what they want for Christmas, you know? And they're like, a car, a spaceship, a giraffe. And then they get a Lego and they have to be happy with it, you know? And that's how they're acting. It's like, what do you guys want to eat? Okay, well, I think, you know, okay, potatoes, which starts okay, right? It's like mashed potatoes would be good, okay.
But they said no starches.
Yeah, they said no starches. Maybe some fries, pasta. What about pasta? Fish, chicken wings, fried chicken wings, risotto, snapper. And he's like, oh God, I've got to write this down.
It's like, I really want to rebound off of lunch, but now they're giving me every single food group in the planet. Like, how am I going to put this on one menu? The menus at the Cheesecake Factory are shorter than what these women are asking for.
Yeah. So what time do they want dinner? 9:30, which is good. So at least he has some time. And so he just goes back to the kitchen and screams, you know? So now excursion time. So they're going to shoot. Captain Sandy announces that they're going to the Gothic area. She's like, you know, listen, these kids are dressed all in black and have piercings and God knows where. But, you know, they're nice at the end of the day. They're real nice kids. So we're going to the Gothic area. Okay.
Do you guys like The Cure? Because you're going to go to the Cure Museum of Barcelona. Okay, great. Do you guys watch The Craft? They're doing a screening at around 7 p.m. if you want to watch it. We love the Goth area.
So Joe and V are going to be the ones who go with the guests. And so they go in the van together and they're like, hee, hee, hee. They're like giggling and totally into each other. And now Sandy comes up to Kizzy and asks about the lunch and, you know, the picky guests and stuff. And she's like, you know, Josh has just got to give them what they want. Okay, you got to learn what they want, Josh. And he's like, yeah, that was a little annoying, to be honest. And then he just walks off. Uh-oh, he's already breaking.
So they're walking around Barcelona, and it's very nice. And Joe is speaking Spanish, which is cool, just because it's weird to hear his, like, Liverpoolian accent and then, like, switch into Spanish. And it's, like, not what you expect. And everyone loves the architecture. Everyone's having a nice time except for Carlos, the vegan. And he's like, ugh. Like, he's somehow, like, is disgusted that he gets to walk around this, like, world city that people dream of being able to visit someday, me included. And he's like, ugh, stupid, old architecture. Ugh, I hate this.
Do you guys have anything newer here? Really not into stonework. So,
as vegans, you have to put a lot more thought into the architecture that we have to look at. Yeah.
Back on the boat, Nathan is talking to Kizzy about Joe, and Kizzy thinks he's beautiful, but she's got a man. Okay, guys. So, you know, but she didn't realize till she was here until how sex is really an important part of a relationship. And he's like, so you're horny is what you're saying. That's what you're saying. She's like, hee, 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 hee. So now Joe is still giving a tour. And now we move to the section where V and Joe just start ignoring the guests and talking to each other in Spanish. The guests are like, okay, well.
I know, right? They're just talking, about, like, where she's from and hair and eyebrows. And he's saying he gets them from his granddad, who I love. Ah, I would shave them, but I don't want to make my granddad upset. I do it for my granddad. So, he's really into her. He's like, oh, we've got Victoria, which is this lioness. The eyes where she stares into your soul. And then you got Kizzy. She's a gorgeous little pocket rocket. You can just pop into your shirt and go. Like, okay, sure.
Nathan and Kizzy are still talking about Joe, and Nathan tells Kizzy that Joe likes her. He likes a bit of her, and she's like, a bit of me? He goes, yeah, he likes a bit of you. She goes, well, what can I say? So Joe's like, oh, I'm just so worried about getting into another love triangle like last season. Yeah, have you seen these girls on the boat? Oh, God, I'm totally fucked. You know that, don't ya? Don't ya?
Yeah. Predictable. So now it's 7:25 p.m. and it's getting windy. It's getting rainy. So the guests head back to the boat and they come on board and it's all wet and they're moving the dinner inside because it's wet outside and everything. And Carlos is really hungry and he tells V he's not nice when he's hungry. I'm like, spoiler alert, I'm not sure you're nice when you're full either.
Yeah. So Aisha greets them with Jello shots and he's like, no, that's made out of like elephant tusks or whatever, or elephants. And she's like, oh. But she doesn't go make him another shot, which I think is so funny. She's just like, oh, All right, enjoy your shotless afternoon then.
I feel like if you are someone who is very surly when you're hungry, I feel like veganism is maybe not the best path for you. Just gonna put that out there. So now Josh is like, he's going through what they're gonna have for dinner. So he's got corn, steak, fish, vegan mashed potatoes, vegan pasta, tomato beet salad with cucumber, pomegranate chicken, delicious bread.
He's also got regular mashed potatoes. He's got mashed potatoes that are vegan and regular mashed potatoes, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So someone wanted tartar sauce, so he has that as well. He's got garlic mushroom for the vegan. So yeah. Aisha's like, wow, he's pushing himself even harder, but I don't think that's sustainable, you know? But Godspeed! So now let's see. They're 12 miles out. It's all rain. But guess what, guys? It's past us now. It's past us.
Yeah. So, hey, let's have a moment where Nathan can show V how to throw a line. And so V throws a line, and she does it so well. He's like, holy shit, this girl has been hiding out in laundry this entire time. She knows her knots. She knows her lines. She's willing to listen. She's willing to learn. Why did you have to hide her away for so long?
Yeah, so now the chef is still losing it because the guests are so stressful. And Aisha offers Carlos a salad, and he says no. So Josh comes to check on them, and they're like, wow, good. You worked hard tonight. Good job. So he seems safe on this one.
It does. And right.
Seems. So then everybody seems to have loved the food. So then Carlos is like, well, it's all right. But I mean, look, my plate is all full of starch. You know, there's nothing healthy for me. Like, I like greens, you know, like stuff with minerals. And this is filling, like, but my body's not getting what it needs.
Do you not understand what a tomato beet salad is? Like, do you not understand how many minerals are in a beet? Beets have so much in them. You literally have tomato beets. Like, but it's, again, it's not up to Josh to provide you with, like, your nutritional intake. Like, he's saying, like, these are your options.
I mean, your point of him serving him beets, I mean, he is providing him nutritional intake. This guy's just an idiot. Like, everything that came out looked really healthy and delicious. And this guy's like, no. And so they're like, well, what would you want? And he goes, greens, but not salads. He doesn't count the mushrooms because I guess they're not a green vegetable. So he doesn't count that as a vegetable.
But they're not starches either. But I just want to point out mushrooms are not starches either. Right. Like I just think that if you went to like an Italian restaurant and you had like a tasting, and let's say you got a 3-course meal at an Italian restaurant, and the first dish was some sort of like antipasti, like let's say it was it's crostini with a bruschetta. Let's just say it's a bruschetta. You get a bruschetta. Second course, you get some sort of pasta, like some sort of agnolotti with some sort of like vodka sauce. That's sort of basic Italian, let's say. And then for your third course, it's like a branzino. Hey. And then maybe a tiramisu for dinner, for dessert. Do not say, well, this is all garbage because they didn't provide me my minerals. They didn't provide any greens to go along with this. And therefore, I don't feel like I'm doing good things for my body. You don't say that. You say, like, this was the menu. This is, of course, I went to an Italian restaurant. This is what I got. And for my next meal, I think maybe I'll have a salad or something to give me, like, whatever I need. But, like, you don't – the meal itself is what the meal is. And it's not the chef's obligation to hit all your basic food groups and to do your food pyramid, which I don't even think – I think that's an outdated model anyway, but it's just like, it's such a ridiculous demand. And so it's so ridiculous to be angry about it when this is just what is being served. It's one thing if they didn't tend to your dietary needs in terms of like you don't eat meat or you have an allergy, but you cannot blame the chef because you had certain nutritional, you know, benchmarks you were personally aspiring to hit.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, this guy's just ridiculous. And, you know, if you're a vegan, guess what your plate is going to consist mostly of? Starches. That's all that's left. You've got starches and you've got your veggies. I mean, that's really all that's left, sir.
I just bought a vegan cookbook and I thought I was being so clever because I'm like, I'm not doing carbs this month. And I look, everything in it is like starch, 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 carb, 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 starch, carb,
yeah,
starch,
I mean,
carb.
If you're not going to be eating meat, that's what's left, right? Unless you're just going to solely have green vegetables, you know? So then we go, Josh is now freaking out and he's like, this isn't cool. This, I'm only one person. I made so much food for one person and they're expecting way too much, you know? And he's like, fuck all of you, fuck all of you. So he gets his shoes on and he's going to go take a walk and he's like, I'm going to lose my shit. I'm going to lose my shit. Oh God. And so he just storms off the boat and they're like, oh my God, where is he going? And he just leaves. So someone at the table is like, yeah, our friend needs his vegetables. So can you get the chef to make him some vegetables? And now he's gone. So now they're calling him to try and make some vegetables and he's out of there. And then we just see lightning in the sky.
And I guarantee that Josh will like steam some broccoli or something. And then Carlos can be like, steam. So, you know, you lose so many nutrients this way of steaming. You don't get to retain, blah, blah. It's going to be a whole thing next episode.
Who wants to just eat broccoli? You know, it's going to be,
yeah,
it's going to be like that.
I mean, I will say,
have you been a vegan for 1 week? Cause you sound like you don't really understand what it is or what it entails, sir.
And again, like, there is a way to really elevate vegan food and make it interesting and exciting more than just steaming some broccoli or like putting out a salad 100%. But like this guy is like, looks like Josh put out actually a quite a nice spread. And then this guy is still like, he's not, this guy is now not complaining about the quality of the food. He's complaining about really like what he wants in his, like in his diet. And it's ridiculous. And you're not even the primary.
Yeah, he needs to feel important, and he doesn't.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
watch out, everybody. Watch out. Well, this has been Below Deck Mediterranean. We will be back tomorrow with a doubleheader of Wife Swap and Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. So join us for that. Later in the week, we've got a Dwell Hello coming up on Wondery Plus. And next week, we've got Crappy Hour Monday night at 5:30 Pacific time. So join us there, and we will talk to you guys next time.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Itchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no less namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Talifson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
We're obsessed all with Tessa V.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.